So I get asked quite regularly, what is my process for producing a podcast? And on a conversation with a colleague, they asked me again. So I figured, you know what, I'll just record it and then I'll release that on a podcast. It's a bit meta, learning about how to do a podcast on a podcast, but here it is.
You're listening to the Fearless Business Podcast. You're in the best place to learn about how to grow a business, get more clients, and make more money without fears and limitations, all while having fun in the process. Robin Waite is the founder of Fearless Business, a business accelerator helping coaches, consultants, and freelancers double their income and more. Now here's your host, Robin Waite.
When I'm recording a podcast, I have a very simple framework for it. So I have an idea about the concept for the idea for the podcast, the whole episode. So it might be, so what I was just talking about there, so around like influence. So I'll be like, right, so here's three things to consider when you're trying to build your influence as a coach. So that would be my title for the podcast. And then within that, I might have, well, in that instance, there would probably be three bullet points, but I might also have another couple of bullet points. So I might give my three tips, which is one, you've got to build assets, you've got to have partners, and you've got to find ways to collaborate so that you can leverage their audience. So those would be my three bullet points. I might also have the myths and mistakes that coaches make when they're trying to build influence. And maybe as a fifth bullet point, what stops coaches from going ahead and doing these things, despite the fact they know that they have to do it. What's that taking me? I've been recording for a minute and 12 seconds. So in a minute, I've come up with an outline, just as bullet points, what I'm going to talk about for that podcast. I used to do a lot of interviews when it came to like podcasting. What I discovered was two things. One, I felt really responsible for having a guest on and then all of the tech and for it to be professionally produced and all of the rest of it. So I went to town. I used to spend probably about £250 an episode to have it edited, cut up, shorts made, all of it. And then the second issue as a result of that, the guests wouldn't bloody share it. I've gone to all of this effort and expense and worry. And then the reason you collaborate on podcasts is because you want to do it to widen your audience, widen your influence. Yeah. And they wouldn't bloody share it, right? So in the end, what I came back to, and I had a very valuable piece of advice, and this was actually from Ali Abdul as well. He was really interested to listen to my podcast, and he said it was he found it really annoying because he kept on tuning in to listen to me, and then he would hear from a guest. So I was like, that's interesting. So I pivoted. I got to like, I was at about episode 90 or 100 or something like that, or 80. And I completely pivoted the podcast. So I just started doing more solo episodes. I still do periodical, like maybe one in four episodes are guest episodes, or it depends on if I'm doing a bit of a launch or partnering with somebody or something like that. So I do far fewer guest episodes now and much more monologues, basically. And as a result of that, my downloads went up like four times. So it's like significantly, people were sticking around. I was getting more reviews. I started to pop up into the charts in various countries around the world with it. But that basic outline of a framework, which I gave you in the first minute there, is that's now the formula which I use for all of my monologues. So TED Talk, think TED Talk length as well. So no longer than 18 minutes. So a podcast can be 5 minutes long, it can be 10 minutes, 18 minutes long, but probably as a monologue, you don't want it much longer than that. I typically aim for about 10 minutes just in case there was some things which I whittled on a bit longer about. But I would break each one of those five bullet points down into 2 minutes. So I try and get my message across in 2 minutes. And one of the nice things that you can do is like when you're recording this, especially in Audacity, is you can see it's got the big pause button and the big record button there. So if you fuck it up, or if you, you know, make a mistake, or there's too long a pause, or you need to think about what the content is going to be for the next bullet point, you can just hit pause and then you're recording again, off it goes again. So you can get a nice, neat little episode recording in just 10, 15 minutes, you know, without too much brain power, effort or energy. What I do at this point, so once I've recorded an episode, I would then send this off to, I've got a fantastic editor, and I'll happily share his details with you, a guy called James. I'd stop the recording, hit file and save it as an MP3 file, and then fire it off in an email to James. They're normally only about 10 or 15 megs. They're not big files. So you can stick it on a Google Drive or something and then share the link. And normally a couple of days later, James comes back. He's topped and tailed it. He's stripped out any breaks or things like that. I remember there was one episode, I think I recorded about an hour, and he managed to strip out 17 minutes, right? So that's how efficient the process is of the episode, right? And then the only thing you would have to do after that is then go on to Podbean. So I use Podbean. It's a great app. You don't really need to go anywhere else, actually. So it stores your new MP3 file that James has created. You might have to create a thumbnail. It gives you a load of stats as well. But obviously, you might have to create a thumbnail in Canva, write up a short description, so some show notes. Pop some links in there to any useful resources that you talk about, socials and stuff like that. If you are starting to grow a community, link to that. There's a couple of nuances which I could go through with you once you, if you go ahead with this and you're like, yes, Rob, actually, I could get excited about this. Let's do it. Just in terms of like summaries and getting the numbering right on episodes and stuff like that. Once that's done, you hit publish and it squirts it off to Spotify, iTunes and all of the big sort of players. You know, there's various different places where you can distribute the podcast to now. It creates its own little mini microsite. So mine is hosted at podcast.fearless.biz. So I've got a little microsite which talks about how many downloads I've got. It's got all of the show notes in there. It's linked to my main domain. So if people link to this, I get backlink juice, like SEO juice from it and stuff like that. So that's the process. Now, inadvertently, Tom, in me recording this now, like I've just done, I've just gone and recorded a podcast episode, which just to prove my point, I'm going to send this to James later on today, get it edited, and I'm going to publish it on my podcast.